President Biden is in Cleveland today to pitch what the White House calls his American Jobs Plan, also known as the Infrastructure Plan, just as Republicans in Washington are out with their latest counteroffer aimed at limiting the scope of that sweeping proposal. Senate Republicans have upped their top-line number substantially, but the two sides remain more than $700 billion apart. Bharat Ramamurthy is Deputy Director of the White House National Economic Council. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the president in Cleveland, which we know is part of the manufacturing Rust Belt, what message is he getting across?
Well, I think the president wants to do two things in the speech today. Number one, he wants to talk a little bit about how far we've come in just the first few months. When he came to office, independent experts were projecting something like 3% or 4% economic growth this year. Now those projections have gone up to 6% or even 7% in some cases. And so now the question is, how do we build on this progress by making the kinds of big generational investments in roads and bridges and broadband to build on this momentum?
Okay, a couple things. I am looking at the unemployment rate in Cleveland. It peaked in April 2020 at 21.4%. It's now a little over 5%. But as you know, the most recent jobs report was so disappointing, 266,000 jobs instead of the million hoped for. The unemployment is still, you know, very high, over 6%. And, you know, Republicans are saying that some of the jobless benefits, for instance, the COVID payments, are what is keeping people staying home, keeping people from getting jobs. You have the Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. He held that news conference with poster boards showing how the price had gone up on everything and how because of the extended enhanced weekly benefits in the rescue package, people in his meat industry in his area can't get people to come back to work because they're getting paid by the government. Respond to that.
Sure. So I think, first of all, it's important to look at longer-term trends when it comes to jobs. We are averaging 500,000 new jobs per month. That's over 1.5 million new jobs in the first 3 months of his presidency. Literally no other president in history has accomplished that rate of job growth in their first 3 months. So we think that the president's economic strategy is working. As for the unemployment benefits, number one, the president has made clear he's not going to turn his back on people who have become unemployed through no fault of their own and need a few hundred bucks a week in order to pay the groceries and pay the rent. And at the same time, he's also made clear that the rules of the unemployment program are that if you are offered a suitable job at a wage that is comparable to what you used to get paid before you were unemployed, you have to take that job or you will lose your benefits.
What about the cost of things, inflation? It was up to an annual rate of 4.2% in April. I mentioned Senator Marshall and other Republicans eager to point this out with poster boards showing milk and gas and bread and other things costing much more. It's a 13-year high.
Well, I think that, number one, we saw a drop in the price of many things as we entered the pandemic early last year, and there's going to be a natural rise in some of the costs of these things as we start to emerge out the other side. It's a sign that the economy is healthy. We expect there to be these kinds of short-term dislocations, but over the long term, we expect robust economic growth. We expect wages to keep rising, and we expect inflation to be temporary and manageable.
Yeah, and we know that the president, with the help of your office, we're sure, the White House National Economic Council, lopped off $550 billion from his original proposal this week. He's still calling, though, for $1.7 trillion of spending. Republicans are howling. They did add money in their most recent proposal for roads, bridges, water, rail, airports. They still say, though, they don't want things that are not traditionally considered infrastructure, things like childcare. We know the Biden administration feels that building families is a part of the country's infrastructure. And the Republicans are also saying they don't, they're rejecting your administration's plan to pay for some of this, including increasing the corporate tax rate up to 28%, closer to where it used to be, and increasing the top federal income tax rate to nearly 40% for those making more than $400,000 a year. So with Republicans saying they don't like what you're planning to spend the money on and they don't like the way you're getting the money, do you think there's going to be a deal?
Well, we just received a counteroffer. We are still reviewing that. We appreciate the back and forth that we're having. I would just say when it comes to the types of investments that the president wants to make, we are behind in fixing our roads and bridges. It's going to take federal investment to catch up in those areas. And as for as we, how we pay for all of this, the president's plan would simply ask corporations who benefit from all of these infrastructure investments to pay their fair share. We think that that's a completely reasonable approach and one that we hope that Republicans will end up being open to.
Bharat Ramamurthy, Deputy Director of the White House National Economic Council, thank you so much.
Thank you.